During the past several weeks, we've been hearing about the female disciples. Remember Tabitha? Tabitha was a woman who was devoted to good works and acts of charity. And today, we hear about Lydia. Does anybody know a Lydia? I had an Aunt Lydia who, when I was around 12 years old, said to my parents, "Get this young man to a Lutheran church," because I was going to a Presbyterian church. "Get Gary to a," I was going to a Presbyterian Sunday school, and my parents were in bed sleeping every Sunday. And my Aunt Lydia said, "Get Gary to a Lutheran church and get him confirmed." And if my Aunt Lydia had not said those words to my parents, I don't think I'd be in the pulpit right now. I might be in some Presbyterian pulpit. I was walking around the cemetery, which I like to do prior to the service on Sundays, when the weather's good, and I was just walking around looking at the markers, and I was standing there by the Roth marker. I looked down and saw the name Lydia. So there's a Lydia out there. Lydia was the wife of Lewis Roth, who died in 1886. His wife Lydia died in 1898. Lydia lived 12 more years than Lewis Roth. And I think that, I think that's the only Lydia that's out there. I don't think there's a Tabitha out there, but I did find a Lydia. Now, as we heard in today's Holy Scripture, Lydia loved to worship. She was a worshiper of God, and you know what else she was? She was a good listener. When Paul was speaking, she eagerly listened to what St. Paul had to say. And she was so impressed with the words of St. Paul that she said to those disciples, "Come and visit me at my house. Come to my house." Those inviting words are loving words, because when you invite someone to your home, aren't you saying, "Come and experience the love and the peace that is in my home"? I mean, after all, if your home is not a peaceful place, if it's not a loving home, why would you want to invite somebody there? You invite somebody into your home because it's a place of love. It's a place of peace. So Tabitha was a woman who was devoted to works of charity and good works. And here's Lydia, who just loved to worship God and listened eagerly to God's word. And we're told that Lydia was a businesswoman. She was a dealer of purple cloth. And I'm sure that as much as she loved to worship and to listen to God's word, we can assume that she was a wheeler dealer when it came to being a businesswoman. Here is this busy woman who took the time to worship. Here is this busy woman who took God's word seriously. The women of Emmanuel Lutheran Church, you are here because you love to worship. You are here because you take God's word seriously. And you might be busy, even if you're retired, you've got things to do. But you take God's word seriously. And you take the time to worship. That's the bottom line. It's all about the worship. And the love and the joy and the peace that we experience in church, what do we do with all this? We take it out into the world. And you take it into your home. The love and the peace that you experience here, you take it into your home and make your home a loving, peaceful place. You take God's word seriously. You take the words of Jesus seriously. That's why you come here on Sunday. And listen to what Jesus says. Those who love me will keep my word. And my Father will love them. And we will come to them and make our home within them. God made himself at home in Lydia's heart. And that's what happens to us when we worship as God's people. He makes a home within us. In our hearts and our minds and our souls. As I think about Tabitha, as I think about Lydia today, I realize that Tabitha and Lydia were both spiritual women. And today's Holy Scripture, as we hear about Lydia. Lydia helps us realize that it's a matter of focusing on God's Spirit. There are those who focus on God's Spirit and they have their heads up in the clouds. There's that whole left behind movement where people were wondering, oh, who's going to be left behind when Jesus comes? When will he return? What does Jesus tell his disciples in today's Holy Scripture? It's not for you to know. It's not for you to know the time. The times are the seasons. It's not a matter of putting your head up there in the clouds and wondering about when I'm coming again. But here is important. This is what Jesus says to his disciples. Here is what's really important. Not having your head up in the clouds. And not daydreaming about when I'm going to be coming again. What's important, Jesus says to his disciples, is listening to the words that I have told you. Those who love me will keep my word. And my Father will love them. And we together, my Father and I, will make our home within you when you keep my word. So Jesus tells his disciples and his Spirit tells us, listen to my word. And we know those words that come from the cloud from God. This is my son, my beloved, listen to him. Focus on him. And Jesus tells us something else that we need to focus on. You and I need to focus on being God's peaceful people. Listen to those words of Christ. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. The peace that I offer you, the world cannot give to you. So we need to focus on God's word that comes to us through the Christ. We need to focus on being peaceful people. And we need to focus on worship. Lydia, a worshiper of God. Lydia, who listened attentively to what God had to say to her. She took it all into her heart. And then she could lovingly say to others, come into my home. Experience the love and peace that is within my space. The love and peace that is within my place. Oh, Lydia had a physical home. But the more I think of Lydia, I realize that home was a state of mind. And when I think about Jesus, I realize that for him, home was a state of mind. And that state of mind is this. What kind of person do you want to be? What kind of home do you want to have? Jesus tells us very clearly that home is a state of mind. It boils down to this. It's a matter of who resides in you. It's a matter of whether you truly want the Spirit to be at home in you. Listen again to the words of Christ. Those who love me will keep my word. And my Father will love them. And we will come to them and make our home with them. Amen. whole church, let us confess our faith.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended to heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,